Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us on a Wednesday. And we got a lot to talk about here. An undefeated football team with another big one on Sunday. And we're getting close now. It's officially October. The playoffs started yesterday. And Red October is about to arrive on Saturday. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. Just want to let y'all know, man, got a lot of phone calls yesterday. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger, man. I got a job to do. You know what I mean? I got a job. I'm a professional.
Yeah. So you're, are you speaking to the people who are speaking to you?
I'm just saying, man. For the most
part.
Is this
sending a message, Hugh, over here?
I'm just saying. For the most part, I'm a professional.
We had hearsay Hugh yesterday.
I'm a professional.
We really did.
And I'm a man of the people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't, you know what I mean? If I got something to say, you can't hold me back. Man, you can't suppress all of this. You can't do it. It's impossible. Most of the time.
It's a good question.
I don't care about the fans. I care about it when it comes to gossip.
Of course you do.
And be it messy.
And we do try to suppress it for 4 hours a day, but he did turn that mic back on. All right, 215-592-9494 to join the show. A lot to discuss today. Elliot's going to join us at 11. He had a lot of things to say yesterday about the offense, A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts. What the heck's going on around here? Well, let you hear what Kevin Petullo said yesterday about A.J., the offense. And, of course, a lot on the fills as last night, Hugh, the Dodgers won game one.
Yes, they did.
In pretty dominant fashion.
Shohei's out there showing out.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Showing out.
This Reds thing is cute, but we're going to get the Dodgers here on Saturday afternoon. It's cute. It's a wonderful.
It's only one game,
It's a cute story. The Dodgers, come on
now. It wasn't that bad of a loss.
Oh, stop.
Only like five runs.
No, that game was over in the first inning.
Did you just give the Reds a moral victory?
I know. This is the playoffs. Hey,
no, let me tell you. Like, last night, because I was kind of in and out, because I was hell diving last night. Matter of fact, I was playing a game.
What?
Hell divers.
Yeah. Were you with your clan?
I was with my class. We were fighting for democracy.
We can't talk clan at 10:03, man.
They will remain anonymous.
Just like the sources yesterday on AJ. Yep.
But I was, you know, hell diving with some of my coworkers. Mm-hmm. So we were hell diving, and, you know, I kept getting alerts. And we were like, man, everybody was like, damn, Shohei Ohtani's out there doing his thing. And then you wake up this morning and you see him, you know, Cadillacing around the bases. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, but then I was like, oh, 10-5, that ain't bad.
No, it was bad. It was bad. They had that game won in the fifth inning. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to some Phil stuff, including something that I need and we all need in the month of October. And we'll let you hear what Rob Thompson said this morning. All coming up. A lot to do on the show today. But, Hugh, you said hell diving. And that's not a term I use very often, but it could be a term we use to describe Saquon Barkley's start to the season. Hell diving right into the middle of the line and not getting much yardage. So Saquon Barkley, through the first month of the season, 77 carries, 237 yards. He is averaging 59 yards per game. Last year, of course, in the all-time great season, he averaged 125.3 yards per game. This isn't even half, and I understand it's early. And there's a lot of season to go, and he certainly could get going, and I think a lot of people do expect him to get going. But I got to tell you, I know there was a lot of data out there. There was a lot of reason and logic to think, and I know we're going to hear from I Told You So Douglas in a second, that Saquon wouldn't have the same kind of year he had last year. But I got to tell you, and four games in, it's one thing if it happens one game. It's another thing if it happens two games. We're about a quarter of the way into the season, and we haven't gotten any traction in the running game. Saquon is actually trending down in terms of, you know, the yardage. I'm surprised. I wake up today as we enter October surprised at how difficult it has been for the Eagles to run the football. Now, did I think it would be as dominant as last year? Nah, that was probably hard to do. I thought he had a chance to replicate it, but logically I understood why it was going to be harder. Teams were going to adjust. But if you had said to me, Joe, take a deep breath, it's not going to be as good as last year, I would have probably said, okay, maybe he wouldn't average 125 yards a game, but I'm going to get 80, right, or 90, or 75. Or
something close, because that was the bet we had last week, right?
Right, 81.5.
Like 81.5, yeah.
I would have thought that it would have been a good season. So far, the run game has been bad. It might be the biggest issue with the offense, and we're just kind of looking at that. They're always in third and long, and then we yell about A.J. and Jalen. They can't run the football. They couldn't run the football to end the game on Sunday. Hugh, first quarter of the season, are you surprised it has been this challenging for the Eagles running game and Saquon? You heard the question. Are you surprised that it's been this difficult?
Not at all, Joe. I just wanted to hear you repeat it. Okay. I mean,
come on.
I tried to tell you this, like when the season started. Yeah. And y'all was talking about, oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you don't.
Saquon kind of poo-pooed the fact that, you know, it's the motivation is different. And that's natural. That's natural to happen. You know, last year you talk about coming off of, you know, being cut or being let go by the New York Giants. And the GM basically said, hey, we don't want you here, but let us know when you find another job.
Yeah, he did do that.
You know, and the owner talking about he would be sick if he came to the Philadelphia Eagles, and he did that. Had a hell of a season. The motivation was different. Not saying that he's not a good running back, because I think he is, and he doesn't look any different. But offensive line, a lot of contact that I've seen, some of it has been behind the line of scrimmage. You know, he doesn't have the running lanes that he once had. I think that the Mekhi Becton factor has something to do with it. They just haven't had that continuity yet. And you know what the unfortunate thing about this offense right now is? They're disjointed. So it's one of those things, Joe, where you just can't put it all on Saquon Barkley. It's a combination of a whole bunch of different things. It's Kevin Petullo. Him getting, you know, up to speed and acclimated with, you know, the weapons that he has, because he's in a different realm. He's in a different position now where he's the actual play caller. And a lot of times when I watch this team, it just feels like the offense has no flow. It's not like I don't see a whole lot of plays that set up other plays.
I agree. I feel the same thing. And you're right. I mean,
fluidity.
The details on what you said and why it's gotten like this, I agree with that. I think we're all seeing something similar. I'm just surprised it has been this pedestrian in the running game for this many weeks. I mean, the Eagles always have a good running game. And that dates back to before Saquon got here.
Yeah.
Now Saquon took it to a different level last year, and he broke away all those big runs, and he had an historic season. But, you know, we could look up to different ways of kind of evaluating this. But I would say, let's just use the Sirianni era. Since Nick Sirianni arrived to the Eagles, I doubt any team in the NFL has had more rushing yards. We could go look at the numbers over 5 years. I would bet, without looking it up and having the exact data in front of me, that the Eagles have had the most rushing yards in the NFL over the last 5 years. And that is including some years without Saquon Barkley. The Eagles' running game with Sirianni, with Hurts as a plus one in the running game, with Jeff Stoutland, it's always good. It was good before Saquon got here. Mm-hmm. It went to a different level last year. So I am surprised. I'm surprised we've gotten to the point where through 4 weeks, it's not been a good running game. And Hugh, the only reason, if you look at the overall numbers, the only reason the running game looks decent, it's really because of Jalen. Jalen has had a good amount of rushing yards, right? Especially week one. I think he had over 60 this past week, too.
Yeah, like, it's not been
it's not from the running game.
Yeah,
Jalen has propped up the running game so far this year to make it look not as bad as it's been. It's been a bad running game. And it's super surprising to me because the Eagles always have a solid, if not excellent, running game. 215-592-9494. Are you surprised that Saquon Barkley is off to as slow of a start? I told you so. Douglas rolled in here at 10 o'clock today. Yeah but you didn't tell us it would be this down. You said he wouldn't do what he did last year. This is, 59 yards a game.
I'm not pushing the panic button because a lot of it is also teams are not going to let Saquon Barkley do what he did last year. It's going to be a little bit more tough sledding, and I think that's what you've seen.
But didn't they load the box at times at the end of last year, and he still had big games?
Yeah, but you got a lot of run blitzes. I've seen a few run blitzes, quite a few, and I've seen a lot of penetration. I've seen a lot of guys getting in the back.
Come on, it's a family show. What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
so hard.
I am a professional.
All right, you know, take a deep breath and let's hear from an actual professional.
Hold on. You have to remind yourself out loud, I am a professional.
I am a professional.
He's going to go back and look in the mirror after work today and be like, you are a professional.
You, sir, are a professional.
Then you get back out there tomorrow.
Couldn't get through the word penetration.
You don't giggle at your own words, all right? You get back out there tomorrow.
No, I mean, I just think it's funny because, like, we were talking earlier, like, certain words that I know I'm going to screw up, and I say them, and it's just like, yeah, you about to screw that.
All right, why don't you take a little pause? Let's hear from a pro, Ray Dittinger, speaking about the Eagles running game, Saquon, and the first quarter of the season.
And the one question that everybody seems to be asking, which I understand looking at the numbers, is there something wrong with Barkley? You know, is there something, I mean, some people offer the cautionary view that, you know, running backs historically, you go back through history, that have a year like he had last year, they aren't the same player next year. That you just don't come back from that right away. So everybody's kind of looking for that. Honestly, Joe, I don't see it. I don't see that he's lost a step. I don't see that he's running any differently. Last year he was averaging 6 yards a carry. Now he's averaging less than half of that.
So, and the numbers are stark. I mean, again, he averaged last season, Saquon Barkley, in a historic season, 5.8 yards per carry. It's 3.1 so far this year. Look, I don't see physical deterioration. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's lost a step. I think he's this guy I saw last year. He just hasn't broken one yet. But I'm surprised. I'm surprised it has been this slow of a start to the season. Jordan Mailata, earlier this week, here's what he said about Saquon. It sounds like he doesn't think this is Saquon issue, more maybe with him and his other guys up front.
100%.
Yeah.
He's even hungrier now to even, you know, be better than last year. The hunger and drive I see every day is, like, increased tenfold. Like, there's been no drop-off for his mentality and the way he approaches the game. The only drop-off that I see is just our consistency up front and executing on the detail and technique. That's it. Yeah. That's the same answer every week, and it's the same answer that you're going to get because it's the same question.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I love that from Mailata, taking the accountability for the offensive line not playing as well and really saying it's on them. Also, Mailata, I think that was a direct shot at Hugh Douglas for questioning maybe a little bit of the motivation from Saquon coming back and doing it again. You heard him say he's got the same motivation.
No, it's different.
Jordan Mailata says it's the same.
No, I mean, I got a lot of respect for the big fella because he's in the trenches. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for those guys. But it's not the same because you went from being a I think Bus is strong. I think
yeah,
Bus
he wasn't
is strong.
A bust. He just probably
but you
yeah.
went you went
uneven
to a
career.
Hall of Fame caliber player, and I say that with a heavy H, Hall of Famer, in 1 year, like you thrust yourself into that Hall of Fame conversation.
That's a heavy H.
Heavy H. Yeah. Like seriously, like you have and that's what you're looking for.
Right
now, when he says the motivation is still the same, yeah, because now he's in that Hall of Fame conversation.
Yeah, but I don't think the motivation is the problem. I think the offensive line hasn't blocked well enough.
No, they haven't.
And the passing game has been
pedestrian.
At best. Yeah. At best.
Pedestrian is not bad.
Pedestrian's not bad for all the money we have in the passing game? Pedestrian?
I've seen a lot of penetration.
Oh my God. 215-592-9494.
4-0. That dog's still going to hunt.
That dog's not hunting anymore, man.
Dog's still hunting.
All right, are you surprised Saquon's off to as slow of a start as he is? Kyle, what are you feeling on this as Saquon Barkley is not close to what he was doing last year?
Yeah, well, I'm surprised. I'm also mad at myself because I believed all the baloney that I was fed during training camp from Elliott, who's going to come on at 11. Said Saquon looks like even better than he did in training camp last year.
Did he sell us a lemon on this one?
Yeah, I mean, look, and I guess I sort of talked myself into the fact that Saquon was just different.
Yep.
Like he would be more of a Derrick Henry type than, you know, your typical running back who's on top of the mountain and then all of a sudden falls off. So I don't know. And I guess part of me still kind of expects him to break out this season.
Like, I do too. I think it's a matter of time.
Yeah, and I don't buy the nonsense of it's a motivation issue like
this
whatsoever. I think it's, as you said, more of a penetration issue.
Yeah, bad penetration.
Motivation or penetration? What's the issue here?
And, And I think with a few more weeks, the offensive line is going to get a little bit more continuity, and he'll still break out. So I guess in terms of my expectations before the season and what I still expect, yeah, like I'm surprised it's gotten off to the slow start it has.
Yeah, look, and I think I don't believe most of this is on Saquon. I don't think he lost a step. I don't think he's diminished. I don't believe that we're talking about a player who's not as good. Now, is he going to be as great as he was last year? That, with the start he's off to, it's hard to imagine he gets the 2,000 yards, but I still expect excellence out of him. I still think he will get going. I expect him to have some big carries very soon here, but it's been a slow start. 215-592-9494. We've spoken a lot this week, and we'll get to more AJ stuff in a little bit here, what Kevin Petullo said yesterday. We spent a lot of time on the passing game, on AJ, on Jalen. The fact of the matter is, in that second half on Sunday, that's when you want to run the football. That's when you want to run the clock out, right? They did on Sunday what we kind of want them to do from a formula standpoint. They got the lead throwing early. They were efficient early.
Couldn't salt it away.
And that's what you figure. You figure with this line, with this back, you salt the game away and don't give the Bucs the ball back. Instead, it was three and out, three and out, three and out. The only time we scored on Sunday in the second half was when it was a short field. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Saquon's start to the season? Are you surprised by it? I think we all wish he would get more yards and think he will at some point. But are you surprised it's been as slow of a start? I told you so, Douglas, in the house early.
In the house.
Saying he is not surprised. Anthony,
I've seen a lot of penetration.
In Jersey is up on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you guys doing?
What's up, Anthony, man? What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm right with you, Douglas, man. I'm not surprised at all, man, because last year everybody knew that our identity was to run the ball and get Saquon going. And then Saquon got going, so everybody this offseason, and not to mention we won a Super Bowl. So we're going to get everybody best effort. And this offseason, teams went together and they brainstormed on how to stop Saquon, and they came this year with a better game plan and stopped him. Now, I believe our offensive coordinator is the real bubblehead. How in the world is – you got A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and you can't get this offense going. Why in the first half you get plays that work? Even last week in the second half you get plays that work. You don't go back to them plays. You don't have other wrinkles off them plays, which you just ran them one time and you forgot about them. Like where's all of that? Hey, Hugh, you ready for a bad analogy?
Yeah, I'm waiting
you get
for
a
it.
Girl, you get a girl with a pickup line. You don't go back to that same pickup line. You can't get no girl. When you want to go back to that same pickup line?
Yeah, I'm going
to
go ahead and use that. I'm going to wear that one out. Yeah, I'm going to wear that thing out. Yeah.
You going to wear that thing out. It's like he constantly keep running Saquon between the tackles. Get Saquon outside the tackles. Let's start getting AJ on different routes other than slants, goes. And curls or comebacks. Let's start running AJ or sluggos.
You heard him, sluggo. Slant and go.
Slant and go. Trick that defense. I like that.
Yeah, let's get AJ on a couple mesh routes, a couple. This offensive coordinator, man, he keeps doing this.
That's a man that played Madden right there. He played Madden.
Thing, man. Yes, I do, Hugh. Yes, I do.
That man played Madden.
I'm also a football player, so, like, this thing, our offensive coordinator, like, he just. Hugh, I got another bad analogy for you.
What you got, brother?
Hugh loves those.
You keep walking down Broad Street, and you keep getting robbed. You going to keep walking down Broad Street?
No,
I would not.
That's a bad
I'd
look.
Be out. I'll go the other way.
Like you'll go the other way, man. Like this thing right here, I don't believe it's rocket science. But I believe our offensive coordinator, man, he got to go, man.
Well, you know what, Anthony? Here's the reality. A good phone call, man. As always, he's young, he's green. I mean, he's inexperienced. I mean, that's the risk you take when you hire an inexperienced coordinator.
This is true.
It might take some time, but it is. I am. No matter what we say about all this, I am surprised for this reason. The Eagles have had different coordinators under Sirianni. They've had Shane Steichen. They've had Brian Johnson. They've had Kellen Moore, and now they have Kevin Petullo.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always been able to run the football. Here are the ranks in the Eagles since 2021. So this is with Hurts as a full-time starting quarterback. We know Jalen Hurts adds a lot in the running game. And with Sirianni as the head coach. 2021, they were number one in the NFL in rushing yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
2022, number four in rushing yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
2023, number nine. So before Saquon got here, number one, number four, number nine. Last year, they were number two in yards per game on the ground. Only Baltimore with Henry and Lamar had more rushing yards last year. This year, they're down to number 16. I expected a little bit of regression and maybe some teams to play us differently, but man, I am surprised that Saquon's off to as slow of a start as he is, and I do expect him to get better as this thing goes on. Pop-Pop in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Hey, Pop-Pop.
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Hey, good, Pop-Pop. What's up?
Hey, if you look at the offensive line, you saw Lane Johnson sitting on the bench last Sunday?
Yep.
He looked like Father Time was telling him something. I don't know if he's done, but he's beaten up. And I think that offensive line has a lot of wear and tear on it. And that is why Saquon's not getting what he used to get. The offensive line has had a lot of injuries. And you got to look at who's hurt and how badly they want to replicate the year they had last year. Dickerson's had how many surgeries this year?
Yeah, well, I'm with you on Lane. He looked kind of in a weird spot on Sunday, sitting on that bench. Second straight week he had to come out of the game. And I don't think Dickerson has played nearly at the level we expect, you know, since that surgery. He just does not look himself.
So a house can't stand if it's got a bad foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is the offensive line is pretty beaten up, and I don't know how they can get healthy with the schedule they have. They have, you know, a bye in, what, 5 weeks?
Yes, they have four more games. They got this Broncos.
Yeah, they got a nice little gauntlet.
Yeah, Broncos, Giants, Vikings, Giants, and then
Broncos
the bye.
Broncos look pretty good, too.
The Broncos are going to be a challenge on Sundays. Yep.
But they got four more games before they get a rest, and they only get a week off. Dickerson needs like 6 weeks off.
You know, now that we go back to that decision, Pop-Pop, and Pop-Pop, good phone call, man. Now, in retrospect, it is kind of bizarre how quickly Dickerson came back. Now, I don't know how much that was his decision, how much it was the team's. He had surgery, the second week of August?
Mm-hmm. And like a meniscus, like the clean out. Yeah, I think it was a clean out.
Right. So, and I remember we had the discussion like, all right, well, maybe he'll be back for week one, but maybe week two, week three, like what's the rush? It's a long season. He was right back out there for that Thursday night game in week one. And in retrospect, he has not looked the same. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to do today. Your phone calls on the Saquon situation. It hasn't looked the same. I mean, production-wise, is considerably down from where it was last year. Are you surprised that Saquon has had such tough sledding to start the season? I am. I expected it to be probably less than last year, but not half. I mean, he was at 125 yards per game last year. We're at 59 right now and trending down the last couple weeks. I told you so, Douglas in the house today, saying he told us this would be.
Try to tell you.
Yeah, you never told us 50-something yards a game. You never said that.
Well, I still think that there's time to get this right because we're just out of the first month.
Yes.
Of the season.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree. There is plenty of time.
So it's plenty of time.
Yeah, but you are. I mean, that hasn't stopped you from I told you so.
No, I don't. That ain't going to stop the train. Ain't going to stop the train from rolling on the track, though.
Elliot will join us coming up at 11 today. We'll get to the Phillies as well. Topper's conversation with the morning show, which had a lot of great information about decisions he's about to make with the postseason on the way. Also, a couple things Kevin Petullo said yesterday I want to get to. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. Are you surprised Saquon's off to as tough a start as he is? Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We could have played this last week for the rapture, Hugh. Because that was supposed to be the end of the world, but it wasn't.
The rapture.
Yeah, we're all here still.
Some people feel like it came. We were the ones that were left behind.
But is anyone missing? Who did we lose? No one went? No one went up?
I haven't seen Moshe in a while.
Oh, all right.
Moshe went? Nah, he didn't go.
You saw him?
No, I saw Moshe yesterday.
Okay, well, he's still here. I guess if you're listening, you weren't part of the rapture either. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you surprised at how slow of a start it's been to Saquon Barkley's season? I am surprised. Hugh Douglas, who is
not surprised,
waving the I told you so rag around here, saying, he's not surprised. I am surprised it's been as slow of a start, and I expect more out of the run game and Saquon very quickly here in this season. All right, before we get to your phone calls here, a couple things. Well, one piece of news from the Eagles. They have activated and opened N'Kobe Dean's practice window, Hugh. So the beginning of N'Kobe's return, I believe that's a 21-day practice window return, so they can activate him anytime between now and the next 3 weeks. And when he does get activated, that'll be interesting to see how Vic uses him along with Jahad Campbell and Zach Bond.
Yeah, because he was a big part of the reason why they were in position to be in the Super Bowl last year. So how he fits in his defense is going to be pretty interesting, how he's going to decide to use him, because he was the red dot guy. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that, he called the plays. Mm-hmm. So I think Zach does that now.
He does. And also how he looks, right? That injury is a difficult one to come back from. So hopefully N'Kobe's the guy he was last year. The practice window is open for N'Kobe Dean. Okay, let's hear from Kevin Petullo. He spoke yesterday. And a couple things from Petullo we want to play for you here. That one, let's talk about the one, Kyle, where the ball doesn't always seem to find AJ. Interesting answer from Kevin Petullo on how he views it when the ball is not going to AJ Brown.
Been a lot of focus on the kind of routes AJ has run this year. Are you using him differently than you have in past years? And do you agree with some of the criticism that he's running the same route a lot?
I think at times, if you look through the first four games, he's been doing some different stuff. And sometimes, we've talked about it before, sometimes the ball finds him and sometimes it doesn't, So going into every game, you plan on making sure he's the primary and moving around and doing stuff for him. And if it doesn't go his way, that means usually we're on rhythm or something good's happening. Jalen's reading it out and it's going to other guys, and that can happen. So I think when you go into it, you just want to make sure hey, he's the guy, we're going through him. And if it happens, it happens. And you just don't want to really force it.
What's your reaction to that, Hugh? The way he framed it, you go in, he's the primary. If it goes to him, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, eh.
I think he's trying his best to answer that question in the best diplomatic way that you can.
Okay.
He's the primary, and if it's fluid, the game is fluid, it goes to other people. To be honest, Joe, it's not really a whole lot you can say, because I would think going into the game that he's the guy that gets fed first, because he is the bigger receiver. He's the guy that gets the party started, you will. So I would think that would be the case. My biggest gripe would be, okay, how creative, if I was offense coordinator, which I'm not, I would say, how creative are we in trying to get the ball to him? because I've seen other receivers, and you talk about Amon-Ra St. Brown. Mm-hmm. They get the ball to him. They line him up in different formations and everything. The last 2 years, this offense just feels like, for the talent that we have, and this is my personal opinion, the talent that we have, we don't utilize our creativity enough. And that's the biggest gripe that I have, because we know if I know AJ's lining up to the left side the whole time, that I don't really have to game plan a whole lot for that. Now, if I get creative and start lining up on the right and start moving guys around and trying to see how you're going to try to defend that and get him the ball that way, that creates spacing in the sense that, you know, you might get back there and somebody on the defensive side might blow their assignment.
Right.
And he'll get an opportunity to make some plays. It's just not – to me, the offense, even though they're 4-0, they lack creativity at this point.
So here's my thing on what he said there. Wasn't that the first half on Sunday?
Yes.
The first half on Sunday was in a rhythm. They were moving the ball. The ball was not going to AJ. If we get – let me ask you a question. If we get a full game on Sunday against the Broncos this week where it looked like the first half, the Eagles moved the ball – it is creative. Remember, there were some creative plays in that first half. There weren't to AJ. There were creative plays to Dallas Goedert. If it is a full game on this coming Sunday against the Broncos, just like the first half this past Sunday against the Bucks, so it's 15 out of 16 from Jalen, incredible completion percentage, creativity, touchdowns. We score 35 points, and A.J. Brown gets one catch. What's the reaction around here next week?
Well, what the hell's going on? I mean, if we win...
Yeah, I mean, they won on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm talking about if we win, they probably we're going to still be talking about AJ, but hey, we're 5-0.
But didn't we just win on Sunday, and we're still talking about AJ?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying we'll be 5-0.
I know, but do you think everyone's going to be happy?
No, AJ's definitely not going to be happy.
See, then that we go back to what the hell's the point of all this?
Yeah.
Like what he said there, isn't that the way we want it should be? Shouldn't it be if the offense is working and it's in rhythm, who cares who gets the football?
Yeah.
That's what I heard there, like... To him, yeah, sure, if it goes to AJ, great, but as long as we're in rhythm and Jalen's completing passes, who cares?
But I think one of the things that Coach Sirianni has done a tremendous job of, and his team for that matter, is controlling the personalities, or controlling the narrative, if you will. That might have been a wrong way to say that. Cultivate these different personalities. Mm. That's a better way of saying it. Cultivating these different personalities. And if you know that you have a player on this squad that is the caliber of AJ, you try to make him as happy as you possibly can.
But at the expense of...
I don't think... But see, that's the thing. That's what... I hear what you're saying, Joe, but I don't think it's at the expense of the team.
But I'm just saying, if we create a scenario where on Sunday they are perfect and AJ doesn't get the ball, I don't want to hear anyone complain next week.
I mean, that ain't going to
be the case. Because do we root for AJ or do we root for the Eagles?
We root for the Eagles.
Well, that's...
We root for the Eagles, but there's better synergy.
I understand.
When everybody's happy.
I know.
And
we can't force
the
ball to him. Though.
And again, I don't think that you have to. But here's the thing. This is what I get from this. Is that AJ's being told one thing, right? And something is not happening that makes him feel like, well, something's happening to make him feel like he's being lied to. Mm. And I think that's a problem. If you're going into a game and you say, "Hey, man, we're gonna get you involved or whatever," and you don't do that, I think that's a little bit of a problem.
Well, doesn't it sort of track with this is why he'd be frustrated at Jalen? If what Petullo is saying is true, is that he's the primary read on a lot of these?
Yeah.
Then that's a matter of Hurts going or looking at him
and decided to go out
and not pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that could be for a variety of reasons. One, he just doesn't love the read he's seeing, right?
He doesn't want to put the ball in harm's way.
Or he doesn't. You're right.
But
unless it's coming from a place of purposefully not getting him involved, AJ just has to deal with it. If Jalen Hurts is reading it out and seeing coverage in the way, then why would we want him to throw the ball there, right? Like I'm not sure as we go through this entire week what the point of AJ's frustration is. And you know what? He has a chance today. I believe the locker room is open today when they practice.
He needs to speak. He needs to speak. Because I'm sitting up here and everything. Like, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. But I do believe in a perfect world that it could be a situation where this isn't a factor. Because obviously it is. The fact that, you know, so many people are calling my phone talking about, you know, this, that, and the third tells you that it's a factor. But if you want this to go away, the best thing you could do for this situation is have him speak on it.
Yes.
You know, and if he wants to sit up there and be vague and all this other good stuff, which he probably is going to be. But hell, this is he started this. You know, and while I'm here, since we're here, mm-hmm. I get real frustrated and upset when I'm tasked to do a job here. My job here is to react to what's being said on these with these teams and talk about it on these airways with these great fans that we have. Don't attack me because I'm reacting to something that somebody else saying. Like, if you want to get to the problem or get to the bottom of it, talk to him. If AJ wants to clarify what he was saying, get your ass up there in front of the press conference and say what you meant to say. Instead of us sitting around speculating, making phone calls, and trying to figure out what the hell's going on with you. Be that man that you say you are. And I'm not, like, let me walk it back just a little bit. I'm not mad at AJ. But when we're in this media space and you throw out those cryptic-ass tweets like you throw them out, and we're left here to speculate, don't get mad at me because I'm speculating. I said reckless speculation. Just say what you mean. It makes it so much easier. So then I ain't got to sit up here and try to defend what you're saying and tell people what you say. Just say what you mean. Just say it. And we can move on. We can work it out or whatever. But just say what you mean.
I think AJ has a responsibility to talk today. He started this. And you know what? It's, I think for all of us as fans, we want this team to do as well as they
as
can.
Best. Listen, but, at the end of the day, we want to win Super Bowls. Yeah.
And this is a distraction for them. All week long, his teammates and his coaches
have been having answered questions about all of this.
For him. Yeah. And you know what? He could go out there today and say whatever he wants. And he could explain what he was feeling on Sunday, why he tweeted what he did, saying, look, I'm ready to move on. We're moving on. Let's go beat the Broncos on Sunday. And that's the story he changes. He created the story, and now he could change the story. And until then, everyone is going to continue to be asked around the team. So you might say, oh, come on, Hugh, stop talking about it. Joe, stop talking about this. Guess what? Jalen Hurts is going to have to talk about this because he's going to be asked about it when he gets to the podium. Nick Sirianni was asked in his press conference and WIP, including multiple questions, fair questions yesterday from Joe DeCamera. Yesterday, Kevin Betullo, and we could play it for you right now, has to be asked about his relationship with A.J. Brown. Because there is an assumption or a thought or a wonder out there. Is he talking about Betullo? Like, so you, when you leave, as Hugh would say, ambiguity out there. When you leave it, people can...
Ambiguity, Joe.
Ambiguity. Is that it? I'm not sure.
No, ambiguity is
ambiguity.
Okay.
Whatever it is, you leave it up to interpretation. Could we hear from Petullo yesterday on his relationship with A.J. Brown? Because, of course, Petullo's being asked because people are wondering maybe he doesn't like Petullo.
How do you approach your communication with A.J. Brown and handling his perspective?
A.J. and I have a great relationship just throughout the years, you know, being here. We spent a lot of time together. So, you know, as far as communication and getting to him, you know, him and I have had no problem. And I know where, you know, his heart is, where he lies. He wants to win. So he feels like he can do everything and anything to help us at all times. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, him and I are in a good spot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, and I, listen, he came off believable to me. I don't think this is about Petullo. Now, it might be about Petullo to you. I mean, you might think Petullo stinks, and that you could believe that. I mean, he might be a dud. I don't think AJ's frustrated at Petullo as much as he's frustrated at other people, and I think he's got to address that. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines. You can react to all this AJ stuff, what Petullo said, how they're using him, what is the offense ideally to him. And should he speak today when there is locker room availability? And Saquon Barkley, we opened the show there. Slow start to the season. Are you surprised? I am surprised. Hugh is not. When I told you so today to start the show. Sean in Philadelphia. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all feeling?
How you doing, Sean? What's up?
All right. Well, first of all, let me first touch on the first topic, which was Saquon. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. Everybody, the teams around the league, they kind of picked up his way, his style of running. He's an awesome running back, don't get me wrong, but he's not one of those great running backs where every year, regardless of the offensive line or how the team is moving the ball, he's still going to get off. He hasn't shown that yet. So, but it's easy to get distracted from all of those other things when you got something juicy like A.J. Brown, you know, and what he's talking about. So, I think this team really needs to focus on just doing what they've been doing, and A.J. Brown is going to fall in line eventually, you know. But if he's going to, you know, have something to say cryptic, then, you know, that makes it entertaining. That makes it more of a entertaining type of thing for you guys to have something to talk about. So if he don't come out and just say what he mean, Hugh, then you ain't got really nothing to talk about except for what he's trying to say.
Oh, I concur, sir, Sean. We always going to have something to talk about.
Yeah, so, but Sean.
Right. No, Sean, but I hear you, though.
I hear your point, and you're right to an extent about, like, if he is cryptic about it, it's more for us to speculate on, right? So then we'll do that. But, Sean, he's not a media member, right? He's not a talk show host. He's on the Eagles. So for the betterment of the Eagles, I think he should put this fire out. I mean, if he wants to help out WIP, I appreciate that. But I think he should try to help out the Eagles locker room more than me. I don't need the help.
I mean, again, on top of that, Sean.
That comes from – I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
No, you got it, brother. You got it. You got it.
So, and that comes from the coaching area. Coaches should step in and tell these guys, look, man, when you get asked these questions about what he said, no comment. Ask me something else that pertains to what we're doing or what we're trying to do to get better. Yeah, it can be a distraction, but you ain't got to comment every time somebody asks you, oh, well, how you feel about A.J. Brown? And then now you got to start speculating about how, you know, what you think it can be, you know. And, you know, these people, the players and the coaches is not going to come out and tell you exactly what's going on. Even the new Kevin Petullo, him saying that, yeah, he's the guy. If A.J. was the guy, he'll be getting the ball the way Puka Nacua is getting the ball. If he's the guy. It kind of looked like what Hugh said, somebody might be lying to the brother. And it kind of looked like that because if he's the guy, he should be getting the ball, or they just trying to see, hey, can we win without giving him the ball?
Yeah.
Can we be effective without giving him the ball?
Yeah, and look, maybe. And Sean, there's two ways to look at it. Sean, appreciate it. they're effective in terms of their winning. I mean, like, you go back to the last 10 games, eight of them, he hasn't done much, and they've won all these games anyway. But can they continue to be effective and continue to win without getting the ball? That feels like the question as we try to address.
The somebody lying to him thing feels like nonsense.
Yeah, I don't buy
Well, I look at it like this, Kyle. There's a lot at play here, right? The fact that you're 4-0 and you're not happy is the biggest elephant in the room.
Yeah, he's not getting the ball.
Yeah, but here,
like, we all know why he's
reading
not happy.
Way okay, too much into it.
Wait, what do you mean we're reading too much into it? It is what it is.
Well, but
he's the way he's framing this is like they're saying, "Hey, bro, you know we're gonna get you the ball. We're gonna get you involved or whatever." Like he's been the primary in the past, and somewhere along the line, that's not happening now.
Well, but I think you just landed on the answer. It's the most simple thing. He is the primary. He's just not like. They're not going to him. The quarterback isn't throwing to him.
Maybe.
I don't think anyone's telling him one thing and then doing another.
But
I think he's fully aware of what's going on. He's not an idiot.
But I look at it like this, too. Does it look to you like he's lost a step? I mean, I think that's the part of the equation as well. Because the game that I saw that he looked like the A.J. Brown old to me was the L.A. game.
But sometimes athletes that lose a step can put it on for one out of four games.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you.
Yeah, I mean,
I know that.
I mean, you had some sacks in Jacksonville, right?
Does she do anything for
us? Yeah, right.
No, I feel you.
Yeah,
I you.
Look, do I think he's lost a step from 2 years ago? Probably. Do I think he's still fast enough to be a good receiver in the NFL? Yeah, there's different ways to look at that. I just think if the offense isn't working and they're not throwing him the ball, then there's a leg for him to stand on. But in the first half, he wasn't involved. They scored all the time. Mm. Right? So, like, that's where this week in particular falls on a little deaf ears to me. Like, oh, you guys forgot about me again. Look what happened. Well, look what happened, AJ. We were putting the ball in the end zone left and right in the first half. When we threw you the ball, nothing happened. So that's why this week it's tough for me to side with him and all this. Plus, today he's got a chance to speak. Let's go to Joe in Delaware. What's up, Joe?
I've been going. Hello?
Yeah, hello, Joe.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh. So Andy Reid messed the sink line up. And he knew Jalen Hurts wasn't no good.
He's talking about.
So everybody's holding back on sink line.
Are you saying the game plan in the Super Bowl was the blueprint for this season for everybody else?
That's what I'm telling you, because Jalen, everybody knows Jalen's not as good as his record is. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Nailed it.
Well, I mean, I think I understand where Joe's going with this.
Thanks, Kyle. Yeah. Thanks, Kyle.
I can do Joe translation. Joe's get Joe's. I think what Joe in Delaware. I think what Joe in Delaware is trying to say is that the blueprint was out there in the Super Bowl. Hurts aced the test that day, but most people in the league don't think he can do it week to week, and that's what we're seeing now. Just stack the box. Stop Barkley, and Jalen is going to only have one.
What about that other time when Saquon Barkley wasn't here and they went to the Super Bowl?
Jalen was better then.
Okay.
I mean,
asked and answered.
Yeah. I mean, does anyone disagree that Jalen has not been as good since that first year in 2022?
Well, I think he hasn't thrown.
You'd
like, it all depends on what your definition of good is.
He hasn't played as well.
Well, he hasn't thrown any interceptions so far this year. He's been a little bit more conservative.
But he didn't throw interceptions that year.
And his QBR is pretty high right now.
Enough.
I'm just saying.
He was the second in MVP voting that year.
Yeah, he hasn't come close to that since. Consistently.
I'm just saying. He has not lit it up, but he has not put the ball in harm's way.
Right, but he's just not as good.
So he went from being
I don't think that's a fair assessment.
It's more than fair.
Hold on. So he went from being an MVP candidate to a game manager.
Which four games?
No, there's no 3 years. This is 3 years post the first Super Bowl.
Okay,
appearance.
You're talking about that. Like, he was in Super Bowl MVP last year. So I don't think that his game.
That's a game.
My point is this. I don't think his game has fallen off to the point where that phone call is a valid assessment of who Jalen Hurts is.
Well, maybe not, but I think it's very fair to say that he's not the same guy he was in 2022.
I can sit here and say that we're only four games into the season.
But he's referencing not. 3 years of football
Super Bowl. And I will go back to the fact that he was the MVP of the Super Bowl, months ago?
Again, in one game.
No, I'm just saying, one game that really mattered for all the marbles.
But do you think over the last 3 years he's played at the same level as an MVP candidate?
This is a better question you're going to ask me. You're not going to answer this.
I love you, but when we throw out a question, you say, this is a better question because you don't want to answer the question.
No, I'm going to answer the question, Joe, but here's what I'm going to say. Has Jalen Hurts evolved as a quarterback since that day? No, he hasn't. He needs to evolve more.
Yeah,
and
okay.
That's what this year was supposed to be, an evolution of Jalen Hurts. And is he better? Is he getting better? It doesn't look like that's the case.
I do think, whether or not you want to agree, disagree, dislike it, I do think the caller's probably right. Like, the game plan Spagnuolo had in the Super Bowl, it seems like the game plan everyone's had since, right? Make Jalen beat you.
Yeah.
And once in a while, or once every, I don't know, you guys do the math, every two or three games, he does. Super Bowl, he did. Rams game, he did. And there's going to be other games where he doesn't.
Like that's,
it seems like it's every other week we figure out, can he do it? Can he not do it? Is he going to do it? But that the plan from the defense seems to be pretty consistent.
And that's why I say it's more fair to say that as a quarterback, to me, he hasn't evolved to the point where you feel comfortable with him doing that. But, again, like I said, the only thing that matters is your record, and he's 4-0. So I think that and every time I talk about Jalen, and I've never wavered off of this, you have to look at him differently because for whatever reason, no, he's not putting up those numbers. And he hasn't evolved, but he's winning football games.
Yeah. Well, the team is.
Well, I mean, okay. We don't have to go down this rabbit hole.
I know,
we're just saying a lot to say that he's not the same guy that he was in 2022.
But he's still a winning quarterback for the Philadelphia.
Why do we do this only with Jalen? Like,
because he's an anomaly. He's an anomaly.
I know, because we don't want to say things because we don't want to say them. Like, if any other athlete in town has one special year and then less special years, don't we just say it without any sort of things attached?
This is why I hear what you're saying and I acknowledge that, but here's the difference. It's because Jalen, you have to look at Jalen from a different prism because he is having this success. And at the end of the day, this is the reality of the situation. Between the two of them, Jalen and AJ, if this gets bad, AJ's gone.
I agree.
Like, that's the bottom line. They're rolling with the quarterback.
It's easier to find receivers.
That's what I'm saying. They're rolling with the quarterback. So whether or not you like Jalen for what he is or what he isn't, the bottom line is Jalen was the MVP of the Super Bowl last year. And Jalen is the quarterback of the 4-0 Philadelphia Eagles this year. And whether however he got there, the fact remains he's still the 4-0 quarterback
of
the Philadelphia Eagles.
His play, it's so hard for us to say what it is sometimes.
And that's fair, and that's the truth, because sometimes I sit back there, I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
But why can't we just say what it is? Like, I'm going to use an example. Bryce Harper hasn't been as good as in the last few years for the Phillies. He hasn't been. He hasn't been.
No, I'm saying,
Right.
Yeah.
But Jalen Hurts hasn't been as good as he was in 2022. Like, it's just, to me, it's very yes or no.
You know what it is, Joe? I think it's because everything you're saying statistically is correct.
Well, and our eyes tell us.
Yeah, but they're 4-0. And until that changes, to that line moves, it's always going to be like that.
All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot joins us coming up. His take on all of this with Saquon, the game Sunday, A.J. Brown, Hurts' role in all this. More of your phone calls as well. Are you surprised Saquon has had as tough as sledding to start this season? And I mentioned Bryce Harper. We'll get to him and the Phils as we get set for Red October. Started yesterday with the baseball postseason and the Dodgers. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be them here on Saturday. That's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.